John Binkley has worn a lot of hats. Stints in the legislature, a primary challenge to Governor Frank Murkowski in 2006, and more recently, the face of the cruise industry in Alaska. He stepped away from that role last year to concentrate on a new project, redeveloping Ward Cove's former pulp mill into a mega dock for cruise ships. And for that, he spends most of his time in Ketchikan. But he's also wading into the biggest political fight in the state, defending Governor Mike Dunleavy from being recalled. He says he understands why many have turned against this governor, but he says Dunleavy should be allowed to finish his term.
The governor has grown. I think he has learned, as evidenced by the budget that he presented and the approach that he's taking this year versus last year.
Here in coastal Alaska, the Alaska Marine Highway System has been at a virtual standstill from mechanical failures following cost-cutting. Anger has been directed at the governor for his austere budget, but Binkley says it's not all Dunleavy's fault.
That's the result of decades of neglect by many administrations over time of not keeping the ferries upgraded to the point that they should be.
Nor is it the point. Unpopular policies are what general elections are for. He says the Alaska Constitution is very specific on how and why a governor should be recalled.
I'm concerned that we're headed down a path that may lead to a lot of divisiveness and won't allow the state to move forward.
The recall Dunleavy petition lists four alleged violations of state law and the Alaska Constitution as grounds for the recall. The state's Division of Elections has challenged those grounds. It'll be up for the Alaska Supreme Court to decide.
Whatever they decide is, I'll live with that.
In other words, Binkley's argument will be to the people. He says he's planning on buying ads on television, radio, and print to make the case that Dunleavy hasn't done anything to justify a special election.
To me, it needs to rise to a much higher level of corruption, of misdealing, of things that really are egregious.
Binkley's family is a player in Alaska's media landscape. His son Ryan helped buy the Anchorage Daily News in 2017. He's now CEO of the state's largest newspaper and has a seat on the editorial board. The elder Binkley says his son won't be involved in the political fight. And the newspaper says it'll maintain a firewall between its owners and the news operation. The ADN's editorials have argued against recalling the governor. Binkley says he'll push for that line to continue.
If I have anything to say and my son agrees with me, he's one of several on the opinion board, then they'll write an opinion that's specific to the opinion page.
He says he's planning to raise funds from like-minded Alaskans and draw from his own fortune to defend the Republican incumbent governor. But right now, he's still in the early stages of organizing his new anti-recall group. In fact, he says he hasn't even settled on a name. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.